At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Coming up in the next segment, we have Danny and Pat, the Listen Brothers, great friends of mine, great friends of the show. They have a show coming up. They'll be in studio live in just a few minutes. Can I just make a political commentary? I think the Epstein issue is the biggest mishandling, not only that Donald Trump's ever done, but one of the worst handling of a topic that I've ever seen. So let me just say this. Not only do I think Trump has done some really unseemly, creepy stuff, but courts have found that, like, legally you are, responsible for, these things. But I personally, if I had to bet my own dollar, I don't think there's much there with the Epstein stuff, because everything we have, Joe Biden had for 4 years. Yeah. And so if he was messing around with underage girls or going to the island and flying on the plane, I think we would know that by now. So I am perplexed at why he's handling this so poorly. If he truly has nothing to hide, then you go, I knew the guy. We were friends for a while. He showed himself to be a creeper. I ended the relationship. I've never done anything with an underage girl. I certainly never did anything with Epstein. Release every page of anything you got. That's all I have to say. That's what you say. And then you follow through with it. But when you call it a hoax, which is his go-to move, and I think that's what it is. I think that's his go-to passing play. And I think he just went to it without really thinking. You are necessarily, logically, grammatically belittling all of these dozens or hundreds of young women who are now no longer young, who were sexually assaulted and raped by these people. That's not a hoax. No one thinks it didn't happen. And the whole, like, if you're talking about the suicide or the murder, be specific. If you're talking about your involvement, be specific. But to say this is a Democrat hoax is so insulting to so many people, seemingly unnecessarily. Thoughts?
I mean, I agree that it's insulting. I guess I'm questioning why you're surprised that he would speak to people in an insulting fashion.
Because I guess I thought he was smarter than that. I didn't think he was better than that. But when, let's face it, he's guilty of a lot of stuff. I almost said the S word. But he's not guilty of everything. Like, I'm sure a lot of allegations have been made against him that aren't true. When you find one of those, don't handle it the same way as you do when you're guilty.
But here's the thing. For years, we were told they didn't know each other. They weren't friends. And yet there's plenty of photographic evidence to the contrary.
So you think he made too many little lies?
I think he says things like, I've never doodled in my life. I didn't do a drawing for Jeffrey Epstein. I've never drawn before. And then what is this? Oh, it's
doodles.
Tons of evidence of, I mean, it's just, who can say why he wouldn't just say release all the files? But there's a lot of smoke where the fire is supposedly coming from, I mean, is all I'm saying.
He's in the files. We know this. We don't exactly know to what capacity yet, but he's in there. We know from his own government that he's in these files. And so I think that it's just, I mean, I'm not surprised at all to hear him say that, because he has absolutely no other out. He has absolutely no other path other than to go, yep, I am actually in the files of the world's most famous and dangerous pedophile. I am. I was a close personal friend of his. Like, he has no other recourse than to just be like, every single thing about this is fake. Absolutely nothing about it can be trusted, because if anything can be trusted, then everything can be trusted.
So you guys are saying that he's not capable of subtlety, so everything is just scorched earth.
I'm not going to pretend to understand his thought process other than the patterns I see over and over again. This is just what he does. I don't go in and I go like, so do you think where his head is at right now? I have stopped, wasted my time trying to do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is what happens over and over again. If he doesn't like something, it's a hoax. It's fake news. You know, it's not real. And hey, to my loyal fans, you should not pay this any mind. And most of the time that works.
I don't think he's capable of doing the, like, hey, everybody, we need to talk about this. I was friends with him. I didn't know about all this stuff. I never participated in any of his illicit activities because I just didn't know about them. To me, he was my buddy that I had coffee and dinner with, you know, once every 4 months, and we were pals and we talked about our lives and we had some, you know, finance dealings together, and that's really all it was. And he isn't capable of doing that. He's, as Rachel said, he's only capable of, it's fake. It's a hoax. None of it. It's all fake. Every last bit of it. There's not a single word true. Everything is a Hillary Clinton hoax, because he can't do the, like, look, yes, I am in the files. Let's get into it. Let's dig into it. Let's really get to the bottom of this so people can stop worrying about it.
I don't think I think there's two parts to this. One, I don't think anything that's going on his end of it is very complicated. He says, I mean, what he does, his pattern of behavior is, I'm going to say what is going to make me popular in this room right now. So for all those times on the campaign trail when he and his people that were supporting him were like, we're going to release the files. They're the ones that blew it up, making it seem, and not just his people, but people that are tend to be right leaning are the ones blowing that up. And then you put yourself in a position where if you don't do the thing that you were promising, well, people are going to be like, why aren't you doing it? But I also think the bigger picture thing on the Epstein thing is a real simple illustration. It is about our justice system being compromised. When you have money and or power, and or powerful friends, you will get away with stuff. And that's what happened with Epstein for all those years. You're going to tell me all those charges in Florida just went away for no reason at all? It was handled the way that it was for no reason at all? The reason that it's handled this way and it's gone through multiple administrations over multiple decades is because people that live on the left and the right are both on those lists and both in those files, and they all have friends to protect. So, I mean, yeah, there's a reason why it never comes out, no matter who is in charge. And it's because it's going to hurt everybody. And people in positions of power protect power. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's why I can never, like, nod along with the fact that it's like, well, Joe Biden had access to this for years. And, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, if Trump was on that list, they would have really. No, that's not true. I don't trust any of these people to do the right thing. Are you kidding me? No.
I mean, it's not that, I don't think it's complicated. I don't know who specifically committed what crimes or did whatever, but it's very clear based on photographic evidence over 25, 30 years that Epstein hung around with everybody and was putting himself in and not just in politics, people in the business world, people on Wall Street. Those people are all connected too. And if you've got money, you have a way to get yourself protection. If you have leverage, if you have powerful friends, you have ways to get like that. It's not, you know, we tend to make this about the parties. It's this elected official and this. It's way more than that on anything like this. Forget that it's Epstein and the accusations are, you know, about underage victims. This could be about almost any other kind of crime. The power and the money protects itself because it's all tied together. Politics is not separate from Wall Street. They're all tied together at those root levels. And, you know, when you have that kind of a setup where it's easy to evade prosecution for 25, 30 years, despite how many accusers have come forward, how many people have wanted to press charges or have pressed charges, and it either just goes away or the instant there's actually a conviction, that person goes away. Well, that's why people are suspicious. Doesn't mean that anything conspiratorial happened. But when you play this game at the big levels, we all like to do this. We all like to be like, yeah, it's those other guys doing it. When they're in reality, there's people on all sides that probably don't even care that much about politics. They're just tied into this for whatever their personal benefit is.
She waits another week. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Happy Wednesday. Two of my favorite people in the world are here, the Liston Brothers. Good to see you guys.
Great to be here.
I just shocked them that Phoebe was a junior in college.
Unbelievable.
Well, you knocked two people out of their chairs.
I know.
Can we put this off for a minute? I'm still trying to pass this head, man. Holy mackerel.
Restabilize.
It's so true. Other people's kids are what make you feel old.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because we can bluff through it. You know, I saw a guy from a church I used to go to. I said, how's your little girl? He said, good, Pat. She's 40, has four kids. I'm like, oh, pervert little girl.
So what's new with you guys?
Oh, go ahead, Pat. Take it.
Well, not much. I still play solo around, you know, and then we do this thing because I don't really get to play with the band much. Yeah. So this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know?
And we're bringing Pat in so that he has some fun with a band and, you know.
A place to go.
Somewhere to go.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, what we do is we take, you know, my anthology, the Allman Brother thing.
Yeah.
We take that whole band for the last 2 years, and then we just transition as the Liston Brothers band.
Mm-hmm.
Except this year, we're actually going to open the show, do like a 40-minute set of classic Allman Brothers
stuff.
You're
slowly trying to take overs, what it basically boils down to.
Well, I'm working.
He's always on stage.
Yes. But then we're going to come back and do all the Mama's Pride stuff with the Liston Brothers.
So let's talk a little bit. So I have never performed musically solo, but I've done solo performance, and I played in the band, obviously. Like, how is that different for you guys? The different vibe, the different energy.
Well, he won't do it, but and I understand, because I hated it when I first started doing it. I was like, I thought it was going to be fun, and then I was like, you do these songs that you liked, but they sound terrible solo. So you learn there's only certain songs. If you're doing a cover song, do just a certain song. But it doesn't bother me now. I actually kind of enjoy it, you know. And you get to interact with people, which when you're doing concerts and stuff, even if you're playing in clubs with a band, you don't really get a chance to interact that much, you know. Where most of the places I play are more like, you know, food bars, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you get a chance to shoot the breeze with
people. One thing I tell people when they ask about, you know, my experience playing music, the only thing I can analogize it to is sports. And I remember this one time playing indoor soccer, of all things, just pick up 30-year-old guys, and I made the most perfect pass of my life, and the guy headed it in. And it was magic. You know this feeling, Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times on stage, not every time, not every gig.
No.
But every now and then, when you lock in,
yep,
and you make eye contact, and there's just nothing like it.
Nope.
When I'm doing solo, I like to tell stories, you know, but it doesn't always work with certain crowds, you know. But when it does, and they're engaged, for me, that's
pretty
cool.
Great.
Yeah,
yeah. My solo experience was, I had a pastor that told me when I turned 60, he goes, "I want you to make me a promise." I said, "What's that?" He goes, "I want you to do more for the first time, not the last time." Huh. I was like that. So I told Dave Cowles that.
Pretty good.
Mistake. So Dave Cowles calls me and he goes, "Hey, they need somebody to open for Luther Dickerson over at the Duck Room." I said, "Dave, you know, I don't do that." He goes, "Remember, more for the first time, not the last time, Dan." Yeah, I'm like, "Oh, Dave, I hate you for this." I love him, but I hated him for that. So I was so bored of me. Two songs into it, I got a 40-minute set to do. Yeah. And I'm like, why are these people even here? If I could, I would leave. You know,
my first solo experience was exactly like that.
It was brutal.
Just get out.
I was so bored with myself, and I thought the same thing. Why did? And people come up, "This was so cool," and I'm thinking, really?
Well, it didn't help that Luther Dickerson's van broke down, and him and the band were talking about it like 2 foot from me, going, "Well, I don't know. Is it the fuel pump? Well, I don't know. Somebody ought to check." And I'm like,
"Well, I didn't have that.
Don't look to find me in the morning."
You know, that's so true. We should be realistic, because for every moment on stage, when you lock eyes with the bass player and you're in the groove. I remember we were playing at the Stratford Inn, and they were having a UFC night. And so a giant screen behind the band. And they told us, "Now, when we give you the stop sign, the cut in the throat, you stop wherever you are in the song, because a match is about to start." So we'd be like, "I am the wolf, so okay." And then just they'd start fighting. And then they'd stop fighting. They'd be like, "Play, monkeys, play."
Right.
And you're like, "Oh, my God.
Free bird."
Or there's nothing worse than, you know, because I do 95% of my own stuff, original stuff, and doing a ballad on the piano. And some waitress throws a beer from across the room into the trash can, and there's 27 empties in there already. It hits and crashes, and you're like, and the room's deathly silent. This was a request.
Right.
And I'm like, What are you thinking? You
know? Yeah, they don't. A lot of people just don't read the room, you know?
No. Yeah, for sure. So are you having as much fun as you've ever had? More fun?
I would say, for me, I would say it's actually more fun because, you know, you get older, you start counting your blessings. And there's been times on stage where, because with the anthology, we just play theaters. And the band is just the musician. All I do is sing. The musicianship is so stellar that there are times that I'll be sitting there listening to them play like Elizabeth Reed or especially one of the instrumentals. And I'm like, I still get to do this with a group of guys this talented.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's been times where it's moved me to tears where it's like,
get it.
Holy mackerel, this is, and I'll go out and tell the crowd that. It's like, you know what? If you feel like there's something that you wish you'd have done with your life and it's too late, let me be a living example. Yeah. It's not.
We had a couple guys on. You'll remember this, Rach. Remember we had the violinist and the classical guitar player, and they were playing at the Sheldon. And they were exactly what you would think. They were European and blah, blah, blah. And they played, and I started crying. Like, it was just so amazing and emotional.
Yeah.
And I think they're like, who's this puss? But
like, they're like, what's wrong with
that? That was the name of their next record.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
You've inspired us, Dave Glover.
It was. But yeah, just like, okay, we're running out of time here. When is the show? How do people get tickets? All that good
it's
stuff.
It's October the 4th. It's at the Pageant. Showtime's going to be at 6:30.
Nice.
That way people can get down and it's still daylight.
That's right.
And blah, blah, blah,
get
blah,
home
blah.
In time for breakfast.
Right. We got the Funky Butt Brass section.
Love it.
With Jim Stevens, Abby Stahlschmidt sitting in with us. And like I said, Anthology's opening the show, and then we're going to do all the Mama's Pride, all your favorites.
Where's the show?
The Pageant.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep. So be there or be square.
Tickets in advance, the usual kind of stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Excellent.
What is it? Tuesday and Friday, if you go down to the box office, you can get them without all
those. Tuesday and Thursday, Tuesday, Friday, I forget, but you can actually go to the box office and there's no fees.
I was supposed to be in KU October 4th, and that got moved, so I think I'll be able to be there. Love it.
Please, we would love that.
I would love to be there. Thank you, boys.
Absolutely. Thank you. I could have been anyone you
see. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Happy Wednesday. Beautiful day out there. Dave Murray joins us. So, Dave, this is as hot as it's going to get all week. That's cool with me.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, we're about 85 right now. Yeah, wait, we might get 86, 87 before the day is done. We can handle that.
The cold front hits us in a few hours?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to hold off a little bit. I'm trying to track. It's really hard to find, but it's basically pushing into extreme northeast Missouri right now. It's still north of Kirksville, north of Quincy. That's where a couple of thunderstorms are developing. So let's get this thing through midnight. Let's say midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not much sooner than that. There will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Not for everybody. Nothing strong, nothing severe. But there should be a little rain around for some of us anyway. And then it kicks by, northwest flow opens up, and we'll wake up in the morning on Thursday to some clouds. That's still the front kind of hanging around. Sun comes out during the afternoon, 75, 62 Thursday night, 78 on Friday. A secondary cold front comes through late Friday into Friday evening. Maybe a spot thunderstorm, really tough to find. But that opens up the northwest flow again. 54 Friday night, Saturday sunny and 77, Sunday sunny and 78. Hard to believe we are in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I know, it really is.
Just gorgeous. And this morning it was raining when I got up, and it was delightful.
There you go.
It's been a minute, you know, since I had any sort of appreciable rain. So it's
absolutely. We are in, I wouldn't necessarily call it a serious drought at this point, but we're in a drought, no question.
Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So I feel like we usually talk about this during back to school time, but it is a good reminder. Experts are warning parents to use caution when they're posting their children's back to school photos. You see this on social media all the time. Cute little kid holding a little blackboard or something that's like, I'm in kindergarten and my teacher is Mrs.
Ooh,
Brown.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
It's at this school. And, you know, it seems like fun and games until you realize there are people who you don't want to see. There are people who you don't want to see that seeing that. Yeah. So just be extremely cautious.
That's the easy thing. Don't do it.
Right. And even don't do the photo in front of your house, because if someone sees your house number, it's just easier than ever to track that kind of stuff down and figure out your exact location. So please just use extreme caution when doing stuff like that. According to a new study, walking can reverse brain aging. So this is from the behavioral medicine. This happened back in October, but about 204 participants answered a few questions every day. It showed that when they got even light exercise, such as a quick walk, their brain processing had speeds equivalent to someone 4 years younger.
Nice.
So that's something to keep in mind as we all get older. Exercise is really, really good for your brain.
Are you a big walker, Dave?
Yeah. You know, I've got two Labradors, so we walk four times a day. Now, you know, rain is 14 and a half, so our pace is pretty slow, but we walk. And it's good for her. It's good for me. And I always said, if you want to lose weight, get a dog. And walk the dog.
Many people where you walk with their dogs off leash?
All off leash? No. No, but we have a lot of people who walk dogs. That's how I know most people within a mile of the house.
It's the best way to meet people.
Yeah, and a lot of times I don't know their names. I know the dog's name.
Yeah, right. It's Grover's mom.
Yeah, exactly.
So Maureen worked for a while at Yuppie Puppy and met tons of dogs. And no kidding, we were in the airport not long ago, and there was a drug dog, and she goes, "Oh my God, it's Quincy."
Quincy?
Like, she knows the dog.
Yeah.
That is adorable.
Yeah. You never forget. You always forget people. I always forget people's names. I never forget a dog's name.
Yeah. That's one of the coolest things, especially like, it's first of all, that's also good for the dogs to get the interaction with other things. But like, especially when we were younger, we lived in an apartment complex and we got to know all the people around us because everybody who had dogs, you just stop because the dogs want to say hello to each other and you end up talking and like, you're nice people. We'll hang out.
Here we go. Costco has a new policy change that's coming into force this week. So if you have executive membership at Costco, did you spring for the executive wheels?
Of course.
All right. You will be allowed early entry into stores for an hour on weekday mornings and half an hour on Saturdays before the store is open other customers.
I'm super excited here as a person who will never be up that early.
Yeah, but that's a neat idea.
What time does it open?
I don't know. Assuming 10.
Okay. I thought about you this morning when our boss texted the whole group at 6:20 a.m.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I'm the only one who's getting this text.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I did actually have to be up earlier today, earlier than usual. I had to get up at 8 today. Yeah, I worked that PT, man.
Yeah. How's that
going? I don't know. Getting a text at 6:20 in the morning usually is, this is not going to be good.
I wouldn't. I didn't even hear it. My phone's on silent. People that... Like, it's unblocked for certain people who can call if there's a problem, but if it's just a text, it will not wake me up.
No, I thought the same thing, Dave. I hit my phone, saw it was 6:20, and I'm like, this is either a mistake or it's really bad.
Yeah. Have I ever told you the story of Dick Ford?
No.
Every time Dick Ford would go on vacation, every time, he would go into the news director's office and say, okay, so-and-so, I'm going away for a week, going away for 2 weeks. Is there anything I need to know before I walk out the door tonight?
That's great. That's
not
really
going
smart.
To surprise me.
That's really smart.
OpenAI says that parental controls are coming to ChatGPT within the next month, which is great news, but I was a little surprised those didn't exist already.
Yeah. You know, we're going to build this really fast car, and we're not going to put any seatbelts in until a few years later.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Skechers is making children's shoes with a hidden AirTag compartment. So this is completely separate of Apple. And Apple has even said, like, yeah, we don't suggest you use an AirTag to track a person, much less a child. But Skechers went ahead and engineered something like this. Basically, you can put the AirTag in the heel of the shoe, and it's a way for you to keep track of where your kid is.
I'm salty at Skechers. Because just like Spanx, I had that idea first.
Oh.
I remember my grandpa having one of the old-fashioned shoehorns on a cane.
Yeah, yeah.
So that he couldn't bend down, so he would just use it like that. And as a kid, I remember thinking, why don't you just make the back of a shoe like a shoehorn?
So that it just slides right in there. Yeah.
But, I mean, I was a kid, so it's not like I was going to develop the idea.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was way too obvious. How many people have not made fortunes because they thought something was too obvious?
Probably quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to digest. You gotta put trackers on your kids?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people have a huge problem with it.
I mean,
but there are a lot of parents our age who I would never track Phoebe without her knowing, but I think Maureen has her on whatever that phone thing is.
Yeah, the Find Friends or whatever. Yeah.
But a lot of people do that surreptitiously. I would not be comfortable with that.
Like, my kid's a grown person. I mean, you know, Phoebe's a grown person in my world, in my view, right? She's a college person. Like, my kid's grown. We all share our locations so that, you know, if, as an example, she wants to call, she can see if we're near home or if I'm at work or whatever, because she knows I won't answer if I'm at work or if I'm at a ball game or something. But if I'm home, I always answer. Like, it's fine to do that if you're all choosing to do it. But, and I'm not saying it's any kind of violation. Kids, parent, you're the parent of a child. You choose. Their rights are what you say they are when they're kids, right?
Right.
But I mean, it's just, it feels overly paranoid. doesn't it?
Well, because the thing is, you're not actually tracking where your child is. You're tracking where your child's shoe is.
Right.
Right. You'll always know where the shoes are.
Right.
Unless it's a kid that loses stuff all the time, in which case, you know.
So Amazon Prime shipping is changing. They're changing their Prime membership perks. They're limiting the sharing of free two-day shipping benefits to people within the same household. This comes after a decrease in Prime signups leading up to Prime Day. And yeah, so the new program allows sharing benefits with one other adult, up to four teens and up to four children, but everyone has to have the same address.
Amazon's crazy. Like, I've used it more this year than before. I don't know why I didn't use it in the past. I guess I just didn't understand it, or I thought it was a scam. But just, for example, last night I noticed I needed razors. Like, you know, regular, you know, shave-your-face razors. And I went to Amazon, and they had the kind I use, less expensive than the grocery store, delivered by 7 in the morning for no money. That's nuts.
It is. It is nuts.
Crazy.
Yeah, well, no extra money.
Well, no, like, delivery charge.
Right, because you're paying that in your membership, yeah.
Yeah, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, absolutely.
One more story for you guys. Texas has banned lab-grown meat.
Saw this.
For the next 2 years. Even though this product is not really widely available in Texas already. You know, a lot of people think lab-grown meat could revolutionize the food industry. But the ban in Texas only prohibits sales. It doesn't prohibit research or development.
It's all those conservatives with their love of free trade.
I'm trying to understand, like, is this because there are health and safety concerns?
I'm guessing it's performance.
Or is it because there's a lot of cattle ranchers in Texas and they don't want competition?
I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah.
The meat industry.
Yeah, because there's no reason to be putting a ban on anything because of that. If your business can't handle competition, then maybe you shouldn't be in business.
He's always definitive.
Well, I mean, we hear this all the time from people that are like that, right? Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, fix yourself, figure it out. Well, why do we got to make special arrangements for giant industries, but yet human beings are told, figure it out yourself?
You really need to run for office.
No, I cannot do that. Can't do it.
It's too real.
No, I don't want it. I don't want any part of any of that nonsense.
You don't want a pay cut.
Yeah, that's true too.
What about being a stripper?
All right, maybe.
All right.
What do you think all the workouts are for?
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
God. Tell you guys. The bread legs. Look at that. Nicholas coming up at 4 p.m. Let's do DGS Happy Hour here. Anyone got anything?
Sure. I got one because I saw this, and it was a joke on Twitter that made me laugh because it was like you're on clear Midwestern, and when someone walks by and says, how's it going? And you have these two like basic responses, and both of them mean basically that you feel like you want to go stand in traffic. Like it's a joke that you're miserable and all of that. But I was curious, like, what's your go-to when you're passing us? Not, I'm not talking about, like, you and I passing in the hall, Dave.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a how's it going, you know, kind of, I'm not going to say a blow-off answer, but just the return gesture. Because most of the time when you ask someone, hey, how's it going? You're not really asking how it's going.
No.
It's kind of a version of hello.
Salutation.
It's a version of hello. So, like, what's your guys' go-to in that passing in the hallway? Again, person you know.
Yeah.
But not something, you're not stopping and talking. It's just kind of a passing thing.
Good man, how are you?
Like, what's your go-to question? That's your answer. Yeah, good man,
what's
how are
up,
you?
Brother?
All right. Yeah.
I'll be like, hi, how are you?
I say, hey, dude.
I say, what's up, brother, 50 times a day.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Yeah. Yeah, usually, I got a couple go-tos. Usually it's a not much or
feels
I don't
like
know.
We're telling this feels like so much more personal than so many other like personal things we talk about because now everyone will know.
Everybody knows your giveaways.
Yeah, everybody will know my tell when I go like, hey, dude.
But everybody knows, right? Like everybody knows those are casual acknowledgments of another human's existence. It's not an actual question.
But if someone says, hey, how you doing, Dave? And I stop and say, full of anxiety, man.
Yeah.
You're a good friend of mine. That makes sense?
Yeah, if you're friends with someone, that's all normal. But if, again, even if you're friends, but just like zooming past each other. It's not like, oh, yep, I'm going to stop someone for a conversation.
I have, and that's been a mistake.
Oh.
Yeah, I've stopped.
On which end of it?
When I'm telling people what I'm going through, then I realize, oh, you didn't care.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.